Yes, Walt.
I've got an interesting thing. I did a study on worry, and a couple of little things I bumped into kind of bring light to this. Worry is like a rocking chair. Gives you something to do, but gets you nowhere.
Amen. Wow.
And then Mark Twain put it best, I think. Today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday.
I love that.
So, I am the old man, and I have known a great many troubles, but most of them never happened.
Nope.
Oh, amen.
So that sums up worry pretty well. You're going to waste a lot of time doing worry, and, you know, God does have it all in his hands, and we just
amen.
Have to, you know, stand by that. And when we have to worry on something, don't worry. Go to prayer instead.
Amen.
And with that said, it kind of reminds me of how even the little things we don't have to worry about, and they're all in his hands, and he takes care of us. And it reminds me of a time I had just become a believer, and I remember, you know, reading this verse, you know, do not worry about, you know, what to eat, what to drink, or what shall we wear. And I remember really, you know, I used to be so obsessive about my looks, about, you know, everything being put together, every hair in place. It was just crazy. And I remember thinking, I read this, I remember saying, okay, well, you know, I'm gonna see how this really works out. And I remember going to my closet, and I just picked out the first blouse, the first pants or skirt, and first pair of shoes, instead of obsessing about it for hours and hours and trying this on and trying that on. I mean, first, the whole entire week, the first thing I grabbed, the first blouse, first pants, first shoes, and it was amazing, just amazing. Anyway.
I love that. That is a real practical testimony, Rose. I mean, and I love that. I appreciate anyone sharing anything personally that they can bring to this, because it's I'm not going to worry about how I look. I mean, you know, it is within reason. But like you said, what do I care what shirt I wear and everything? God's going to make us beautiful to who we need to be beautiful for. He really does. You ever imagine your hair's messed up and they still smile at you anyway? You know what I mean? It's like, who am I to think I need to be make myself look prettier when God can change people's hearts? So I love that, Rose. It's such a practical, small thing. It's decisions we have to make every day is what to put on our clothes, body. But nevertheless, God is in control of everything. So I thank you, Rose.
Amen.